Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. And now, play ball. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lutsk. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Nays moves to second. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheely. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nays moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Dutch Levzen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzen is 0 for 1 in the game. Levzen hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levzen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and moves to third. Shealy tags and moves to second. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Shealy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutzk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Lutzk reaches third base with a triple. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Lovsen hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Lutzk scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Summa hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Jameson throws the ball into Lutzk, who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Com goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Shealy is walked intentionally. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Roger Peckinpah. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy bunts towards the mound. Levzon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Levzon. Hunfield moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Ike Boone pinch hits for Randy Moore. Jake Miller now pitching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. McCurdy moves to third. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Com reaches second base with a double. McCurdy scores. Clancy scores. Boone moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Com moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Falk reaches second base with a double. Com scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. Ike Boone now playing right field. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Fonseca moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.